Casino Queen Studios. Let's get back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on the new Team 1380.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening.
I think you guys play this one too much.
You can't play this one too much.
Yeah, mind your business over there. Chris Pelican, Doug Vaughn, Jim Hayes, the ITD Morning After. Some guy's been holding for quite some time. I think he wanted to talk politics. Paul, you're on Team 1380.
Well, I just had a good analogy, if you bear with me here.
Keep
about
it short.
Global warming.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like I tell atheists, you know. I say, if I believe in God and there isn't one, then I just wasted some time. But if you don't believe and there is one, you're screwed. Well, it's kind of like that with global warming. You know, if I do all my green stuff and save pollution, and I'm wrong, well, I did just save pollution. But if I screw it up and I'm right, then we're all pretty much sunk, so...
All right, Paul. And I will say this.
On the side of caution.
Fair enough. I will say this, that I, for one, am not for saving pollution. I am anti-saving pollution. I think we need to get the pollution out of here.
No, save it all, and we can ship it over to our enemies in Iraq.
Thank you. I got rid of them.
Troops out, nukes in.
You're doing a good job there, buddy, running the board.
Saving pollution. I'm anti-pollution.
That's a strong stand to take. Yep.
I will say that I would agree with that assessment, and I don't have any problem with people being more conscientious. The question is, to what degree? How much do
but
we
a
have
lot,
to...
A lot of the green movement is just cutting down on foreign dependence on oil,
and
right?
I got no
that,
problem
that
with
makes
that.
Sense.
If that's what it is,
all of it makes sense.
Great.
All of it makes sense. The only thing where I have a problem is the doomsday scenario within 10 years we're going to be under... you know, 20 feet of ocean water. I don't know if that's the case, but I think obviously there is a problem, and I think it's being addressed, maybe not as quickly as people would like, but every day you hear more and more steps are being taken to try to improve the environment.
And the ocean water argument gets back to our original fear of getting eaten by sharks.
And goiters.
This program has a way of coming full circle on us. That's really, ocean water would be fine as long as it stops, you know, as long as we have a beach right about in O'Fallon, Illinois. That would be a nice place for a beach, but then you would invite the sharks into our territory.
What if we took a net and we put it out maybe 20 yards?
They'd eat their way through the net.
Can they do that?
Absolutely.
You're looking at me like I have an answer on this one.
I'm telling you, that scares the bejesus out of me.
Being eaten by a shark.
Yeah. Now that I think about it. You ever see that Open Water? I think it was Open Water, that movie. It was all about one shark attack.
No.
No, please tell us about it.
It was a whole movie made about this couple that's stranded in the middle of the ocean after a scuba diving mishap, and eventually they get eaten by sharks.
I expect that would happen, yeah.
It wasn't...
to ruin it for us, Cass.
Sounds like really, a Christmas film.
It was not really an uplifting movie. All right, let's do email of the day. Thank you, Iggy.
Iggy's
by the way,
he continues to hit the hole.
By the way, Iggy, what I'm going to do is my counter to you continually playing my great question is just do a montage of dead air, loop it for about an hour. Iggy's really killing me.
You too.
Listen, dead air. Listen, Mr. DA.
Bobby, the producer, might not be the only one getting beat down.
We have actually we have some pretty good emails. Phenomenal show this morning, guys. It's obvious the cat had a few more follow-up questions for Theismann than he was able to ask, so I hacked his email account and found the rest of his pre-prepared questions list. Here's a few. Number one, so Joe, when you snapped that leg a few years back, hurt pretty bad, huh? Number two, so Joe, those 72 Dolphins didn't lose any games, eh? Question number three. So, Joe, when it's 13 degrees Fahrenheit outside, pretty good idea to wear a coat, huh? Question number four. So, Joe, you played for the Washington Redskins. Nation's capital, eh? And number five. So, Joe, potatoes au gratin. Cheesy, salty, and delicious, huh? That's from Jacob Nieder. I think that's the clubhouse leader.
Well, that's going to be tough to overcome.
What the Patriots have done, it's been a magical season. Are they the team to beat? Hold on, don't say anything now. We'll counter that with a few seconds of dead air. Guys, that Bob Saget interview was really, really awkward. Sincerely, Ted Danson. Call back to our Ted Danson interview at another place some time ago. Dear Doug and guys, along with throwing a football, here are some other things that are difficult. Setting a VCR clock, folding a flag, eating tacos while driving, getting the dishwashing detergent into that little hole in the dishwasher, opening mail, navigating the on-ramp at Lindbergh and 40, getting through airport security, taking the twist tie off the bread bag. You find me a couple of guys that can do these things, you've got something special. Jeff in the West Play. Pretty solid.
That was good, too.
Hey, guys, I was at the Blues game last night. Terrible once again. During Cotton Eye Joe, they showed a hot chick in a Brett Hull jersey dancing.
Nice.
Are you guys ready for the Orange Bowl and Catherine McPhee's national anthem performance? I was wondering if the Vaughn could give me advice on how to get pretty-looking women like Catherine McPhee. I don't have a girlfriend, and I have really high standards. Thanks, Tom in South County. So I think this guy, Doug, if he's looking to you for advice, his infatuation might have, well, it might have transferred from Tim to you.
I don't think that's the case. This is a Catherine McPhee thing. It's clear and simple. He's desperate. He's reaching out for help.
He likes Tim a lot, and I think he likes you now.
He needs a life coach.
Gentlemen, I think the answer to the NCAA football agony is obvious. 50,000 plus 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 slash 30,000 plus plus furious hand wave slash shrug plus head shake times we are on the air plus bright orange blazer equals a foolproof system that satisfies everyone. Sincerely, the guy in a beautiful mind and a baboon. That's a reference from a movie where the guy was nuts.
And he's insinuating that producer Joe might be in that same category.
Yeah, I think everyone's getting killed.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Tomorrow, please just don't let Pelican be in charge of delivering the resets or we'll have them every 10 seconds. Thanks, Brian in South City.
That happens.
Tim, I understand you're moving today. Do you need a hand? I'll bring the pizza and the awkward stairs. Sincerely, Tom in South County. P.S. Does a new house have a basement? Windows? Soundproofed? Kyle Kennett chiming in. And an ode to Tim on his day off. This from Brian in South City. There once was a boy named Timmy. On porn stars, he'd give you the skinny. Mizzou was his school. Hot chicks made him drool. And daddy said he's tough and cool. An ode to
bad.
Tim. That's from Brian in South City. Okay, that's it. I think we had a late charge and some pretty good ones.
Yeah, some good, better today than normal. But it was tough to beat Jacob Nieder right off the top.
He was good.
With more questions for Joe Theismann that we didn't think of.
I'm going to go with Nieder.
There were some charges at him, but I got to believe he maintained his lead throughout the race.
So Jacob Nieder, you win the ticket,
Fox
guys.
Solo.
He's trying to reset.
This is the ITD morning after on
Just
Team 13.
Just put a sock in it momentarily. We'll get back to you. This was the Ticket Guys Email of the Day contest, and congratulations to Jacob Nieder. You are now the proud owner of a $50 gift certificate to the Lifestyle Center, where, if you'd like, they'll rip some hair off your face. Oh, man, that pain is unbelievable. And two tickets to the RV Vacation and Travel Show at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. Jacob Nieder. All right, Producer Joe?
He just came right in here, right in the middle of the program, and ripped that out of your hand and walked out like it was nothing.
You think he's angry at me, or is he angry at you?
I think he's probably angry at both of us.
Why? What did we do?
We didn't put on a very entertaining three-hour program.
Is this true, Pelican?
Yes.
tough, but fair, I would say.
I'm at a blank. I'm drawing a blank.
I got to say that I think that if you had run the board more effectively, this would have been a little better.
My board operation was flawless up until that last call, and unless you had announced it to the world that I was having trouble shaking that last caller, no one would have known.
He called you out.
Yeah.
I
wish we had like one of them webcams or something in here right now, because it really was rather humorous to watch you. To explain to folks, the board has like line 1 through 4, and then it has a drop button. So if
and a hold button.
So if you are on line 4 and you're talking, and then you're done, you normally just press drop and it's over. Cat hit like 17 different buttons in that.
That's the Fox 2 reporting. Which you take liberties, which is fine. That's a style. That's
it
a
might
style
have been between
you wouldn't find Doug Vaughn doing it.
No.
I hit the drop button and it would not drop, so I repeatedly hit the drop button again. Then I tried putting it on hold so that I could drop it from there.
Didn't work again, did it?
I finally got it, though.
It was disaster. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Wasn't that serious, really.
Yeah.
I think we got through it.
Bottom line,
I'm disgusted with you.
The board will be run effectively from noon to two on the Foxhole here on TV.
You run the board? Martin doesn't run
the
board?
No, I do not, but Martin is able to run the board.
Well, Martin is a seasoned professional. I'm not saying
what does that make you?
A hack, I would say. Tomorrow, what do we got? The email of the day. We're going to try and venture to get... I like when we have a guest...
take the poll.
Exit poll guy. Yeah.
Bob Saget would have done that. Maybe we should call him back.
That was a little weird. I don't want him back. It's going to take me a little time to recover from
that.
I think
he'd give some solid responses. Let's see if we can get him back tomorrow.
No, let's see if we can get... You can play that tape all you want, the little clip of me, but if we can get a guest poller, I would like that, because that's always fun to have. And your assignment, gentlemen, is to come up with questions.
Jeez.
How many should I come up with?
We don't have enough time.
Three.
I think
if you came up with three.
I'll do it.
All right. I think that's going to just about do it for us. Coming up, we got the 360 Sports Buffet. We got Dave Green, Jay Randolph Jr., and Rich Gould.
And I said, you're in there asleep. Then I took his red cone and gave it a heave.
I'm told Rich Gould would not come in here and do the handoff, which hurts my feelings.
This show is beneath him now. He's got his own presentation.
He does have his own he's not there all the time, but he's once in a while there to present.
So and your feelings are a little hurt.
A little hurt. And then later we got Pelican back with Martin Kilcoyne, who will run the board smoothly for the Foxhole. And then it's the roll home with Bernie and Randy.
You know what we got today? We have celebrity call-in on the Foxhole.
What do you got?
12:30. That's the whole point. We don't know who calls in. 2 weeks ago, my last time, we had Jesse the Body Ventura and Ed McMahon back-to-back calling into our program. So Iggy says that there should be a special surprise today on the celebrity call-in.
Treat.
I'll be looking forward to that. So that's going to do it for us. For Joe Theismann, for Bob Saget, for Chris Pelican, who will be on again shortly, Doug Vaughn and Jim Hayes, this has been the ITD Morning After. Coming up, the 360 Sports Buffet on Team 1380.